When the fire blazed high, Cole stood. Suddenly, a frightening scream escaped his throat. As the sound melted away down the shoreline and into the trees, he began to dance. Spinning and weaving, he crossed the clearing to a solitary tree near the cabin. The tree was a tall cedar with only sparse scrub branches down low. Cole crouched before the solid trunk and doubled his fists menacingly. The tree defied him. That was why he had attacked the spirit bear. Its proud existence challenged him. "Get out of my way," Cole ordered, swinging his fist as if to hit the tree. Again and again he warned the tree to move out of his way. When it remained, he lunged forward, swinging his fists within inches of the trunk. "Get out of my way," he shouted. "I'm warning you." When still the tree didn't move, Cole grabbed at the lower branches, all the while cursing and muttering angry threats. The branches broke. Cole continued his dance. He spun and lunged at imaginary enemies in the dark, yelling at the rocks and the sky and at the water, "Get away! Don't mess with me!" Already his dance had lasted longer than any of his dances in the past, but Cole was far from done. The whole world was challenging him, and the dance grew more violent. Cursing wildly, he turned back to the flames and gave the burning chunks of wood a hard kick. Flames and hot ashes exploded into the dark. He kicked again and again, and soon the camp was a bed of glowing embers. Cole stalked among the smoldering ashes, grunting with effort and rage. He pretended to throw his spear, then fell to the ground and clutched his hip and arm. He grimaced as he relived the bear attack and the hatred he had once felt for the spirit bear. Twisting on the ground, he relived the pain, the cold, and the loneliness. He continued his dance on the ground. As he writhed slowly on his back near the coals, his heart pounded a steady beat like a distant drum. He felt the storm that had killed the sparrows. He saw again the jagged white flash of lightning and heard again the crash of the huge tree that almost ended his life. Still, Cole continued. Standing, he walked to the shoreline and picked up a big rock. The rock became his ancestor rock as he walked in circles. Then, with an exaggerated motion, he heaved the rock into the water. When waves from the splash reached the shore, he called into the darkness. "I'm sorry," he screamed louder. "Please forgive me. I didn't mean to hurt Peter." The only answer Cole heard was the breeze pushing through the treetops. Tears came to Cole's eyes and flowed down his cheeks. For several minutes, he let the tears flow, but he knew the dance must continue. Moving back to the fire, he spun among the dying embers on the ground with a graceful motion, gently kicking the larger coals back together. One by one, he returned the scattered chunks to the fire pit, each piece becoming a part of his dance and a part of his healing. The mound of embers and charred wood glowed brighter until a single solitary flame licked up, followed soon by another. Cole hugged his arms tightly to his chest and kept dancing. By the time the fire burned brightly again, sweat beaded his forehead and rolled down his cheeks with his tears. He was powerless to stop crying. His tears continued as if from some huge, bottomless lake. Now, Cole had danced half the night, but still a defiant flicker of anger remained inside him. He wanted to throw up that anger like bad food and be rid of it forever. He turned to face the tree he had threatened earlier. Again he lunged toward the tree, only this time he let his fist strike the trunk. With each lunge, he struck the tree harder, ignoring the pain. Fists swollen and bleeding, Cole stopped suddenly. He caught his breath, feeling an overwhelming shame. In the middle of the night, he sank to his knees at the base of the tall cedar, his body shaking with sobs. "I'm sorry. I'm so sorry," he whispered. At that moment, words he had never been able to speak before welled up inside him. "I forgive you," he cried loudly. "I forgive you!" Then, his energy totally spent, Cole collapsed to the ground. Now his dance was over. The glowing embers cast faint shadows into the surrounding night, and under the trees, a large set of eyes reflected the light, staring patiently out of the darkness.